Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 46 days from Election Day and absentee ballots go out in North Carolina, and Republican Mark Robinson is the nominee for governor on those ballots. It's even after CNN reported he made inflammatory comments about slavery and other controversial topics on the message board of a pornography website years ago. He denies the claim, and ABC has not independently confirmed the report, but ABC's Rachel Scott says this could impact the presidential race.
The Trump campaign, in a statement, calls North Carolina vital to their chances of winning the White House in November. That statement does notably not mention Mark Robinson by name, and there is no word whether Robinson will appear with the former president at that rally in North Carolina this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Georgia today to discuss laws that restrict abortion. GM's recalling more than 449,000 SUVs and pickups because of an issue that can prevent the low brake fluid light from turning on. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher across Wisconsin right now than this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials. In all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have had at least one person who got sick from the infection. Kids ages 11 to 18 account for about half of all cases. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, especially young kids and babies. And adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. We know broadband access is an issue for many Wisconsinites, especially in rural areas. A new report gives the state a C- in broadband connectivity. The American Society of Civil Engineers put out report cards for each state. Their grade means Wisconsin is meeting most needs right now, but requires expansion to meet needs of the future. Wisconsin ranks 38th in the nation for broadband access. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Christine Ann 2.0 is what Alicia Wenger, the executive director of the Domestic Abuse Shelter, is calling the beach building on Algoma that they will occupy starting October 8th. Renovation to the building cost about $7 million.
I'm really proud to say that we only have about $600,000 left in that. So we're in the final push here. Anything and everything given at this point is so appreciated.
Wenger says donations and volunteers are always needed and welcome. Visit ChristineAnn.net for information. A social media post is inviting people to a virtual candlelight vigil for Elijah Vu this evening from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. It's exactly 1 week after Two Rivers Police confirmed that the remains of the three-year-old had been found. The post encourages people to light a candle or turn on a blue light to remember the toddler. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes, obviously. I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking day by day. The trainer's doing a great job kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting to everything.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Sunny in mid-80s on Saturday. 62 with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night. For Sunday, showers and a high of 71. 69 on Monday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning in Titletown, USA. Once again, we got a text contest going for two tickets to Frank's Productions. Let me be Frank Productions for the Abrams family. Total rushing yards for the Green Bay Packers. Total rushing yards for the Green Bay Packers against Tennessee on Sunday. This is our favorite part of the week. It is throwback on Football Friday. Courtesy of Burkle's, one block over, and we have a great young man on the phone right now by the name of Matt Brock. Hello, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Not that young anymore, but yes. Doing great.
Hey, we were talking the other day about the start of Breakfast with the Boys with Murph. Were you the very first host?
I think I was. I think it was called Breakfast with Brock.
Oh, okay.
To start with. And then the boys came up with, I think, Jerkovic.
Okay.
Jerkovic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how it happened. So, yeah, I was the, as they would call say, the OG, I think.
OG! We got former Mayor Jim Schmidt here, and we've got Dennis from the Glam Band, who, by the way, was the, they're unbelievably popular around here. I don't know if you know about them, Matt, at all, but they did a concert at the Stadium View after the game the other day. And a certain guy that was in the audience asked if he could come up and sing. And Dennis, why don't you say hello to Matt and tell him who your friend was that came up to sing with you guys.
Good morning, Matt. It's an honor to speak with you this morning.
Oh, thank you.
This is awesome. He started out as number 5 on your Green Bay Packers roster and decided to go to number 7.
Oh, Murkowski?
Yeah, it's the one.
He actually got his fame singing?
He tried.
Again.
He forgot the words.
It was awesome.
Yeah, if he'd have been on pitch and remembered the words, he would have been awesome.
Oh, Don was great.
He was great.
He came out doing a Hootie and the Blowfish song. It was like, how did we finish this? Like, I don't know the words. Then we went to a standby and whatnot. The crowd just went crazy. They could have body passed him, yeah, you know, from here to the river. You know, it was just amazing.
Well, they love him. It's probably a good audience to try out your vocals on, especially if you've played there. So they'd be receptive.
And it was 90 degrees that day. Everybody been drinking all day.
Yeah, and Lambeau Field actually ran out of water. Didn't run out of beer, but they ran out of water.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, that was a big story.
I missed that. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Matt.
It was hot, though. What, it was in like 88 or something?
Hot.
It was pretty hot that
day.
Hey,
Matt, we got to say one thing, though. And just going back to your era, I mean, you know, the guys now, they're cool, they're great, they're all professional, whatever. But there was never an era, or there will never be another era, like you guys, how you guys hung together, the families, the wives, the whatever. What a camaraderie you guys had in that era, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty special. I mean, one of the reasons it was special is just because there was no cell phones. There wasn't a whole lot of pictures and recordings of things. And, it was, we're a pretty tight group. And, most of our wives were, friends. And we just hung out with each other all the time. There wasn't a whole lot of distraction away from the team concept on and off the field.
Matt, Jim Schmidt, we were talking with some of the people who covered you, right? The sports guys, and talking about just the changes in the NFL, and everybody talks about, the stadiums, the salaries, this and that. But social media was one of the biggest changes from, and it hasn't been that long, but it just has changed so much for everyone and everything,
especially guys in the spotlight
right,
this.
Right.
The social media and all that changing. I mean, hell, could have got paid more, been more popular, and had your face known a little bit more.
I think some of them, that's their angle. But
geez, you could have had that in college with NILs and everything.
But, yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know that the camaraderie is the same today as it was when you were playing. You know what I mean? And I think it's because of that. I think that's part of it, social media that's taken
people
apart.
You guys
apart.
Could go to a Nicky's or whatever on a Thursday night, and nobody would pass you guys. Remember, Matt?
We're taking pictures and texting and facing and whatever it's called, but whatever.
Well,
all right.
I just think that I even hate to say it. I mean, but you have to play this social game if you want to be popular.
Yeah, right.
You know, you can still just do your job and be an athlete and be a family guy, have your outside interests and stuff. But now it's just, it's about clicks.
What's the latest click?
Yeah,
no doubt. But anyway,
That was like never me. I mean, I would do the radio stuff and things like that, and that was fun. But it was just like it's kind of a kick in the butt. It was just fun. It wasn't like wasn't getting paid for anything or doing anything like that. It was just fun.
Well, I remember when I used
to, and that was all about money and popularity and clicks.
I remember when I used to do my shows like with Chimera or Leroy Butler or McCarran and the different people that we had over the year and Yurko and that, but we would give our guests a gift certificate for an oil change.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
I remember that.
You think we could get anybody to come out at 10:30 on a Sunday night or 6 o'clock on a Friday morning, man, for an oil change these days for an NFL player?
Hey, oh, my God.
We were trying to get anything we could back then. even after when I retired, I started doing a weekly – maybe a couple times a week radio show with a friend out here, and I was still being paid in gift certificates
to
Red. Welcome to the world of radio.
Well, I was just going to say, in his defense, that's all we can afford. So,
but the good thing was it went up to like $300 a month for my favorite Italian place.
Oh, nice. Hey, okay. Right. A couple good meals.
Yeah. That's living the high life.
Oh, yeah. It's closed. COVID kind of killed all my favorite spots.
So, Matt, from a playing standpoint, I mean, you went at 6'5", close to 3 bills and whatnot. I know your dad was about the same height as you. When did you think it was the right – when did you think you could take him? And he was drafted in the AFL, NFL, and played like 11 years in Saskatchewan.
I did not know this.
Yeah, Dallas and San Francisco early in his career. They went to the Canadian League for a long time. And back then, the Canadian League, you can make, the money was more comparable.
There were some number one draft picks that went, Joe Theismann played in Canada because the money was so much better than what they were offering
Bruce
him.
Clark, you name it. But when did you think you could Bruce take Clark. Your dad, though? I mean, because he was your height, obviously. And
I don't know. I don't think I ever thought I could.
Good. That's good.
You're a
good answer.
My biggest and strongest I was. I know I was bigger than him. I know I was stronger than him, but just always had that dad look in his eye,
Yep.
Don't fear look? Ask me, boy, you're going to get the backhand or something like that.
Fear me look. So, that's enough.
So I never really considered it now, he's 84 now, and I'm actually at his house right now.
Oh, cool.
But, I'm a grandpa now, and I need a hip replacement, so I'm not taking anything.
Welcome to the club, hip replacements.
I'm saving one for my son.
Good for you.
Hey, I got one last one in me, and that's for him.
Good for you. I guess
like kidneys, so, right?
When you guys, I remember you guys. It'd be 90 degrees, and you're walking to 2 days to like the second practice, and you know you're going to hit, and you'd been hitting in the mornings, and you're a hit in the afternoons. What were those days like?
Well, I mean, they were miserable, but you didn't know any different. Everybody was miserable, right? Everybody's hurting. And I think actually that's part of the coming together as a team.
Sure.
You know, back then, I mean, just because you're going through the same thing, you're all miserable. Nobody really wanted to be there. I don't care what you say. I love football. I love practice in the fall. Oh, BS. That's the worst part about it. But
playing football is fun. Practicing football is not.
Exactly. That's why I always played basketball in high school, because I hated football practice.
Yep, everybody does. At least I think everybody does. Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I think a lot of us, you know, we really came together, and especially because it was a full 6 weeks of camp.
Yeah.
A full, you know, whatever, 3 weeks or whatever, of double days.
Yep.
And there was no, we really didn't go inside in some cool weather, so it made you mentally tough, too. It really did. Not only, you know, the physical beatdown, but I think it really made you mentally tough. And when you succeeded then, I mean, even making the team, I mean, that was a real accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, you knew what you could do at the end of that. And then the game started. And, of course, the speed picks up, the intensity picks up. But by that time, you hopefully get a little rest in before the season starts.
You'd like to hope that anyway. I mean, back then, you know, football practice was a lot like basic training. You know, no water, you know, salt tablets, you know, in that era, you got to be kidding me. But that's what made you tougher, though. You learn how to be resilient, and that carries over, you know, lessons
learned.
You know
what makes an athlete if you survive. Makes an athlete a really good athlete is withholding water.
Yeah.
How's your kidneys, by the way, after this game?
Yeah, Donnie, no water, but you can have salt tablets.
Yeah.
Matt, you got to... Yeah. We love when you guys come on the show, but do you have a favorite? You got a favorite game, a favorite play, a favorite something that you want to? I'm sure you get asked that all the time, and I'm just curious as well.
You know, I think back on that, but one thing, I think it was one of the ones that stands out. There's two. The first one was my first sack in the NFL, which was in my second year, and it was against the Bears in Green Bay.
We like that.
And it was against, you know, Keith Van Horn, the part of the 85 Bears, you know, Super Bowl team. Yeah. And then, maybe a couple of interceptions, like when I used to drop into coverage from those. And I intercepted Randall Cunningham in Green Bay, intercepted Bledsoe when I was with the Jets. Wow. And, those would probably stand out the most.
Yeah, that's cool.
You were one of those.
You know, we were a two-gap defense, so we really didn't have anything exciting to do as a D lineman except just control two gaps and, you know, not move.
But you played all the gaps, though. I mean, that had been a little something. I mean, you went from right D, you know, you played inside, you played left, you know. You played all, you know, all the different slots and whatnot. So,
that's true. As I got bigger, I went further inside.
Yeah, right. I mean, you came out of college. I mean, I'm guessing probably in your 280s or something. You got about 3 bills later, but you still were quick as a beast. You were less than that?
I came out at about 260.
Okay, that's fair. I was trying to get you for the dub.
Okay.
You looked like 265, 270 coming out of college, but fast, though. I mean, fast and powerful. And
I was pretty quick. When I was in college, I ran a 4.72.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that was 250 pounds.
You had a good pass rush, though.
And then I got to Green Bay, and they wanted me. I was at the end of my first.
Hey Matt, we got to send her a quick. We got to send her a quick break. We'll be back in 1 minute, okay?
No problem.
One minute. Matt Brock joining us.
Hey,
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel Wisconsin. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor on Football Friday. We're talking with Matt Brock, former Green Bay Packer defensive end, defensive tackle. They moved him around a lot of different places. Brought to you by Burkle's, one block over. Great place to go watch the ball game. And if you're a special person there, ask him for a muffaletta. I'm telling you, he can make a muffaletta like nobody's business.
Is that on a car?
No, it's not on a car.
Is that a girl's name?
Is that
Cuban sandwich? It's phenomenal.
It is.
No, actually, it's a New Orleans sandwich.
Yes, we date there on the last Friday, Saturday, and his daughter works there, and she's great. So we can maybe ask for her as the
for a special
wish.
But muffaletta.
But everybody's so friendly over there.
We have great building her up. We do.
We're going to get Matt back on right here. Got disconnected for a quick second. But I want to talk to him about that 1 year that was really, really special. Matt, you there? Hey, buddy.
I am.
Yeah, okay, Matt, we're talking about big games, big times. I still think of that 89 season with really, really, really fond memories, because nobody was expecting much, and you guys came together. I know that was your rookie year, but I still think of a game that is very underrated. You guys going out to San Francisco, taking on Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and the whole bunch, eventual Super Bowl champs, and you guys beat them. You guys physically beat them up in that game. How does that one stand out in your mind?
That was a lot of fun to be a part of, but I was actually on IR at that point.
Oh, okay. But yeah, still, wasn't that something what they did in that game defensively?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. I mean, that's my head was still a little bit spinning, kind of being a rookie, you know, and being in Candlestick Park and all that stuff. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And, yeah, I think the team did, you know, did a heck of a lot more than people thought we would. And I think Mikowski had a lot to do with that. Timmy Harris, you know, some of the older guys, the offensive line, the Brian Noble on defense, you know. We have Chuck Cecil. You know, I can name a lot of guys that I think were really valuable, really good players.
That team was close, wasn't it, Matt? That team, if they had stuck together and injuries hadn't happened the way they had and some contract holdouts and things, that team was close to being really a contender, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I really think so. I think we had a few teams during that time that, you know, Could have been some playoff teams, but you know how it was back then. It just didn't quite happen. We ran into a couple buzzsaws like Barry Sanders and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that like trying to chase him down? What was that like? Okay, you shed your blocker and you're face to face with Barry Sanders. Mm-hmm. Go take it from there.
Good luck.
Well, and then you better take your shot.
Yeah.
And then understanding that you're going to miss probably, but you better get your butt up off the ground because the other guy's going to miss and he's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
You know, we held the Detroit Lions to -1 yard rushing in the entire game. And I can't really remember which year it was, but we 91? Played what we called the picket fence defense. And we just kept Barry Sanders just running sideways.
Wow.
He could run all he wanted sideways, but we would never let him get upfield.
What year was that?
Oh, my gosh.
93?
Could have been 93, 92, something like that. I can't remember, but we all got a plaque.
I remember that.
I still have it. Yeah. And so that was probably one of, as a team, defensive team, for sure, that was probably one of the biggest accomplishments we've had, I think. I mean, guess who holds Barry Sanders to -1 yard?
That's pretty cool.
94.
Yeah. 94 it was. Okay.
94, okay.
So, Matt, I got to ask you here, you know, that was 94, and here we are in 2024. What do you think of the game today? Do you follow it? Are you into it? You got.
I definitely follow. I'm more, not really, I don't watch teams. Of course, I watch the Packers, but I like to watch my Ducks in the NFL.
Oh,
so, I'm into college football a lot. So, I really follow all the former Ducks and which, you know, teams they're playing for. And, you know, I like to watch that. But, yeah, I'm still a fan of it. The way the game's played now, I mean, I would have not been such a meat and potatoes guy and probably stayed a little leaner and quicker, you know. But I think, you know, there's just some amazing athletes out there now. I mean, big fellas that are 320, 330, they can move like in a five-yard box or quick as cats.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how big these guys are.
You know, I read an article about somebody who was talking to a ref, and he said, boy, these guys, the way you protect quarterbacks these days, isn't that crazy? I mean, my goodness. And he said, no, you don't understand. He says, you got to be on the field. You have to see the size and speed of these guys going after quarterbacks. We're trying to prevent anything really catastrophic because physically what they're bringing to the ball game these days, these defensive people, is something we've never seen before.
Yeah. No, they're just all amazing athletes and fast and strong. It's like if you've never been courtside at an NBA game and actually seen these guys and feel the wind blow as they go past you.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, whoa, what was that?
Yeah. I love it when some guy in the stand says, yeah, if I hadn't hurt my knee in high school, I'd be up there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Matt, you know what I think is cool about football? And as much as it's changed, and we talked about changes with salaries and facilities, but it's still really strengthens a great relationship between a father and a son to talk about football. I did that with my dad, and it's pretty cool to hear that you're out there in Oregon with your dad. I'm sure you guys take a lot of football.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, and then my son, I coached. So after I retired and screwed around for a little bit, I started doing a lot of coaching in high school football. And so I was always around, you know, young men and trying to drop some knowledge on them. And you know, by that point, you know, I had really good technique and a few things that I like to do. And so it was really fun to mentor a young guy, coach a young guy, and see him, you know, develop the right way in the game. And then I had a chance to, you know, coach my own son in high school before concussions and other things, brain tumors and stuff like that. But yeah. And then I was, you know, part of my daughter's volleyball career. And I've always just stuck around the sports, always loved it. Can't do much of it anymore, but it really does strengthen that father, let's just say child bond. You know, because of my daughter, you know, she's a
that's what
great
I
athlete.
Right, yes, I meant father. Father simply, yeah, that's what I meant.
Hey, Matt,
that's great.
We've only got 1 minute left, but I got to ask one last question. If you had all the Green Bay Packer players you ever played with and you had to start up a brand new team or whatever, who's that first guy you would draft if they were all lined up against the wall?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. You know, this is going to sound odd, but I'd say James Campen.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah. Plan B guy.
Yeah. Smart. strong, worked his butt off to get where he was. And it all started, I built a team from the inside out.
Outstanding. Matt wow. Brock, thank you so very much for joining us. Love you, man. You're the best.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm going to the Minnesota game next week.
All right. Look me up. Wow. Let's get together.
All right, Matt. Hope to see you here.
Take care, buddy. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democratic nominee for President Kamala Harris is holding a rally in Madison tonight. Both campaigns have been leaving their footprints across Wisconsin as one of the most crucial states in the election. Back in July, Donald Trump had a 6 percentage point lead against Joe Biden among voters over 18 here in the Badger State. Fast forward, after Biden left the race, Harris became the nominee and they've had one debate. In that same poll, Harris now leads Trump by a single point among Wisconsin voters. Pollster Bob Ward on how independents are key.
The movement among independents, where Trump was ahead of Biden by 5 points 2 months ago, and now Harris is ahead by 11 points.
Meanwhile, when it comes to Wisconsin voters over 50, Trump is ahead by 2 points. But there are some gender trends, too. Trump maintains more support among male voters around the state, while Harris is strongly backed by women in this latest poll. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A chemistry experiment caused the new Holstein High School building to evacuate Thursday. Fire crews were sent to the school at about 10:30 for a report of light smoke in the hallway. Firefighters determined the smoke likely came from a chemistry experiment performed under a vent hood. Students and staff resumed classes after the smoke cleared. No one was hurt. A new AARP Wisconsin election poll is showing gender and education gaps in the U.S. Senate race. Jeff List is a pollster and partner at Impact Research.
Kenya Baldwin is currently ahead by 3 points, and there's a big gender gap in that race where she's ahead by 13 points with women, but trailing by 7 points with men. And there's also a big education gap in that race where she's ahead by 22 points with college-educated voters and trailing by 7 points with non-college voters.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking for a new show to binge that will make you laugh heading into the weekend? Here are some Emmy winners worth taking a look at. Hacks took home Best Comedy and brought Jean Smart the Emmy for Best Actress and Best Comedy Writing. All three seasons are available on Max. If it's a drama you want, Shogun won 18 Emmys, including Best Actor, Actress, and Best Drama. There is a season 2 in the works. Happy viewing. Lady Gaga is having a very good year. The singer-actress plays opposite Joaquin Phoenix in Joker Folie à Deux. She had a chart topper with Bruno Mars and has a studio album coming out in October. She recently appeared on the podcast What's Next? The Future with Bill Gates and addressed rumors that people said she was a man early in her career. Gaga said when dealing with misinformation, her attitude is, I'm used to it, I'm a performer, and I think it's kind of funny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Sunny and mid-80s on Saturday. 62 with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night. For Sunday, showers and a high of 71. 69 on Monday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, yes. Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Matt Brock for joining us. Time now for our music series brought to you by, Dennis, I believe it's brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor
on Washington Street. Our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service in a stunning setting right here in beautiful downtown Green Bay at 217 North Washington Street, as you mentioned. Whether it's a signature pressed panini.
Which, by the way, I had a panini earlier this week. I had the turkey one.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Nice.
And then we had the wonton wrappers with the cream cheese and the spinach.
Oh, I love those. Ooh.
What kind of sauce did you have on your turkey panini?
I didn't have any sauce.
You're playing.
I don't put any sauce on that.
Some people like mayo. Some people like a brownish mustard or...
I like the actual true flavor of the food, if you know what I'm saying.
Picking up what you're laying down.
You know what I bought, though, that I actually... This sounds weird. Olive mayonnaise.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, olive flavored mayonnaise. It's
like
delicious. Because I love hamburgers with olives and mayonnaise together, and it's got that same flavor.
Huh. Heinz has a pickle ketchup now. That's fantastic.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
So whether it's, you know.
And I just think that olive mayonnaise, I'm not there yet. I would rather have mayonnaise and then put olives on
it. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But I've never seen olive mayonnaise before.
You start putting the stuff together, you lose a little bit of the
romance.
The punch that it has. But I get what you're saying. Same thing with you just said about the pickled relish stuff. I'm going to make my own relish.
It's pickled ketchup, right?
Yeah, pickled ketchup.
That's what I meant, pickled ketchup. But anyway.
I think it's just pickle juice, really, is all you pour in it, really.
Yeah, probably.
It comes out more watery, I suppose.
What else do they have at the Heights?
All right. So, others, press paninis, we mentioned.
But thank you for that, Jim.
A prime Angus burger for lunch, because it was just burger day yesterday. Our specialty large plate or feature for dinner, let Heights be your destination. So, if you're looking to host a private event or a party, Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second-story private parlor.
Fantastic.
And their third-story loft.
Fantastic.
Beautiful views of downtown from there.
Fantastic. Yes. Do you guys have some kind of a meeting for whatever club?
We do. It's great. And the ambiance is right. I mean, it was Oxford's way back in the day, and they just kept everything original there.
Of those old buildings in Green Bay, they didn't tear down, and they rehabbed it.
Thank goodness.
I also have to tell you guys something, and I can't give too many details, but, you know, we're planning your anniversary party for the Heights. So that'll be coming up in the next several months.
Surprise! Really? Nice!
Ours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to have a little party for you.
Me and him?
Yeah. That just happened.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
So for more information, check out Facebook.
We're going to get the bill.
We're in a day-to-day contract.
We are. That's not a surprise. Don't book it out too far.
Yeah, I was going to say, really? That's optimistic.
So go to heightsgb.com or Heights Pub and Parlor online or Facebook and whatnot and book your parties there.
I have to add one thing. Going out, sometimes the service isn't, and Heights is always stellar on the service.
Absolutely.
And I want to say that because it's tough to get good employees. It's tough to retain good employees. And for whatever, they do it right there. And I love it. The people there are so friendly.
They tailor the business model they have. And that's fantastic.
Well, maybe we should bring on our featured performer then for the Heights Pub and Parlor segment.
Hey, it's about that time, ladies and gentlemen.
Take it away, brother.
So this gentleman needs no introduction, but I'm going to let him do the introduction anyway. Because why? I say it because you have... I guess a Northern European last name.
I do.
And for those who don't keep score at home, how do you pronounce that?
Well, my given Christian name is Tyler Sjostrom.
Sjostrom.
S-J-O-S-T-R-O-M.
With an H.
With a J.
I mean, it sounds like an H, but it's a
show. Go to a show, strum and guitar.
Beautiful. Love
it. What nationality is that?
Swedish.
Oh, cool.
But believe it or not, there's another... So on my socials and streamers, I go by Tyler S.J., and the reason for that is that there's another Tyler Sjostrom who's a musician.
No!
Come on!
From Chicago.
What are the odds?
Great guy.
You don't look Swedish.
Yeah.
You don't look Swedish.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of brunettes.
Are there?
Yeah, you just.
I think of every Swedish being blonde.
You know, you see all you the look girls Italian in swimsuits and yeah. beach volleyball players. We're not all like that.
Ah, okay.
But did you see the Olympic swimmer who had the same last name, Sarah Sjöström?
No!
One for the family. I was so excited.
Well, you're a relative?
I imagine distantly.
Sure.
That's cool.
First cousins, just drop it. We don't fact check.
If that was me or Jim, it'd be like, hey, my sister was in the Olympics.
Right. Did you see her?
One for the family.
And I just, one more plug for the family. Your father-in-law is an awesome guy.
Isn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
We were talking before the show. My father-in-law had worked for the coal company, president of the coal company, and he said nothing but good things about you.
It was great working with him. And it's, yeah, anyway.
Mark Cummings is his name. Happy, happy retirement to the guy. Yeah.
I'm not sure the words... coal piles and Jim Schmidt and likes you. Have ever been used in the same sentence before?
We were working together. We're trying.
Common ground, man.
Common ground. That's right.
Life is good, man.
Well, welcome. We're glad you're here.
We're
excited about getting you on the show here. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about how you got started in the industry. And I know you're doing really well now.
Yeah. So I've been, I was kind of a late bloomer. I picked up a guitar after college.
Wow.
When I moved to Oregon, didn't have any friends. And so I was like, I'm going to learn to play guitar. And so I, kind of like, you know, it's a slow process. You kind of get a little bit better. And I started gigging a little bit, got in a band. We were moved to northern Wisconsin in about 2009 or 10, right around the Super Bowl. And then started a band called The Relics. We played the Milo Musics and all that. And then I was out of music for several years. And then about 3 years ago, I got sober. Oh. And that was a real catalyst to getting back in. Like I'd kind of given it up and was playing weddings and crap, but wasn't really pushing myself at all.
Can I just say something here? Dennis mentioned a little something earlier. Because I said, Dennis, because we were talking about people drinking the game and whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, you don't drink. And you said, very little because it got in the way of your music, right?
Sure. It got in the way of doing what you do physically. You
okay.
Know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it had just gotten away from me. I've got young kids and a wife and stuff. It was like, it wasn't like I quit drinking so I could start music again.
Right,
it wasn't
right, but...
not, totally unrelated, but just like, you got a lot of time on your hands all of a sudden. You got a bunch of guitars and like, so just decided to give it another shot. And like, it was really kind of like one foot in front of the other. Like, I wrote a couple more songs. And then I got in touch with the Milo Music people again. And that kind of got me going.
Awesome.
And so then just kind of over the last like year, things have picked up again. And it's been really fun.
Good for you.
Congrats to you. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. You just mentioned that we know some similar people, you know, which all is interesting. It's a small world after all.
Yeah.
You know some people I went to high school with in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, I'm a huge fan of the glam band.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean, I'm not even talking ironically. I love that genre of music, and I think you guys do it really well. So I
appreciate you saying
the presence of greatness.
What are you guys laughing at? What are you laughing at?
The presence of greatness. What we love about the glam band, besides Dennis, of course, and of course he was the vocalist
of the year. The whammies.
We love what they bring to the show. That it's they give it all. And
oh yeah,
I used to work a little bit in that industry, and some people do, and some people don't. Some phone it in. So I would agree with you that you are in the presence of greatness. So hey,
don't take it so hard.
How about you? You're playing a solo now? Or are you still with the?
Yeah. So I put out an album in April that's been just tearing up the charts in Northeast Wisconsin.
Love it.
And so that was the solo thing, and like. Since then, I've started playing more band gigs. Milo Music was a band thing. My band, so like I said, my social name is Tyler SJ. We were Tyler and the SJs.
Oh, man. Okay. What's that like standing? I've introduced bands at Milo Music.
Sure.
That's the only time I've gotten a little nervous, almost like my knees wanted to knock. Looking at what seems to be a million people staring back at
that
you.
That wasn't my show.
Okay.
We had a good crowd.
But that's quite the venue, isn't it?
Yeah,
for the people that come out to that.
And especially last year, because I was just getting back in, and I hadn't. So, like, those are some of the first gigs I'd played was before Last Mile of Music. And I also was not used to playing sober all that much.
Wow.
You know, so, like, it was...
You're really honest about that, aren't you?
Well, it's not that big of a deal.
No. But it's still cool that you're that honest about it.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
So, you obviously do your... If you're in Mile of Music, it's original music.
Yeah.
So, you're a writer, composer.
Well, then let's hear some.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, come on. Enough BS in here.
After,
let's get to work.
Right.
We got to work when they come in here, right, Dennis?
I don't know what
they got to work for their free T-shirt they get.
And part free parking.
Exactly.
Yeah, I brought you guys free T-shirts, too.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. We
like swag.
I can't. It has my face on it. I know mileage varies on wearing other guys' face on your chest, but the shirt is very comfortable.
I think it's impressive, by the way, taking the time off, coming back in, and to pull off Mile of Music where you have original artists, and I mean of all different...
Right.
Of all different recording contracts,
right.
or independent and otherwise. And I mean, that's the level to be at. So
that's the bar.
To come back to do that as
and
you're doing
be allowed in.
It takes
Yeah.
And they asked me back. Can you believe it?
I know, but I mean, that's not just the kind of place you can just walk in and say, no. I'll perform on Sunday.
I don't know what the Swedish word for chutzpah is, but yeah. You got it,
exactly.
Brother.
I guess so. Can you hear me all right in the booth?
All right.
This is a song called Take Me Dancing, by the way.
Though no one was asking, said, guess what I'm thinking? That answered before he could respond. Said, no clothes seem to fit, and I'd hate if they did. And all our best friends have moved on. A bird knows its cage, just gets more cramped with age. Good thing we're humans, he said. You know what I mean, some days I could just scream. Know what I'm thinking instead. She said, just take me dancing where nobody knows us. Nobody cares who we are. I'm so sick of this city, and the clock just keeps spinning, and the thermos is full in the car. I don't care where we land, jukebox or band. Find us that last neon light. All that I'm asking is just take me dancing tonight. Just a water for me, Bud Light for my lady. And he shuddered when he said it that way. And despite years of practice, the rhythm he lacked was worth the price of admission, she'd say. One flip of her hair, same way that she used to, back when these old songs were new. I'll be hurting tomorrow, but it's so far away. One more before our curfew. Won't you just take me dancing where nobody knows us, nobody cares who we are. I'm so sick of this city, and the clock just keeps spinning, and the thermos is full in the car. I don't care where we land, jukebox or band, find us that last neon light. All that I'm asking is just take me dancing tonight. Shoulder, heading back toward the city. The radio murmurs and purrs. Here's one by request. Just don't stop believing. He reaches for the dial, but demurs. Back before bills and dishes, they stacked all their wishes. Us against the world, ain't that right? Takes her hand as she's sleeping. The top of his lungs, searching somewhere in the night. Won't you just take me dancing where nobody knows us, nobody cares who we are. I'm so sick of this city, and the clock just keeps spinning, and the thermos is full in the car. I don't care where we land, jukebox or band, find us that last neon light. All that I'm asking, all that I'm asking, all that I'm asking is just take me dancing tonight.
Tyler, that's awesome.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Wow. That's great. I will say we get musicians in here. You deserve to sing alone. I mean, you are, I almost can't see a band behind you. You Johnny said, isn't that kind of a James Taylor thing? And you're a lot better looking than James Taylor. But
I'm a big fan of James.
You sound like James Taylor. Like, first thing I said, is that Jim Taylor? I'm trying to think, you know, who I'm hearing here.
No, that
sound like
you.
James Taylor.
Yeah. Did you write that?
I did.
Wow. That's cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, take it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't give it up again.
I'm not going to. My kids love it.
The thing that was really synergistic about the music is how you put your voice with that song.
Right.
It's so versatile. You can make that song into kind of any style that you want. Your voice and the guitar sound itself, Thanks. You know, that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. When I wrote that, like I was just getting done with the album, and it was the last song I wrote. Okay. Like, that album was kind of down.
Tyler S.J., we're gonna be right back. I want to talk to you about who influenced you too. Sure. That is great music.
Great stuff. Tell you what, the Heights Pub and Parlor, you picked a good segment to sponsor. These guys are awesome, right, Dennis?
Can confirm.
Gonna send it a quick break. We'll be back more with Dennis from the Glam Band, myself, the mayor, and Tyler S.J.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor, Dennis from the Glam Band, and Tyler S.J. on the Heights Pub and Parlor musical segment.
Tyler, again, we're just talking at break two. Great music.
Thank you.
Influenced by some artists that you like, Springsteen and Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, I think my... As a song, like songwriters all have kind of like their touch points. I really love Bruce Springsteen. I really love Tom Petty. He's a popular one, obviously. Amos Lee, who's a more contemporary.
Oh, yeah.
And, love Amos Lee.
Music, and I spend a little bit of time in Nashville. And when they give you the tour of all the beautiful homes, a lot of it, it's the writers.
I hope so.
I mean, that's where the money is.
I just,
talk a little bit more about the writing of the music. And you like to perform your own music, yeah. But you're okay with selling it too?
Yeah, I mean, my background is more in writing, actually. I was an English major in college. I read a column for the Appleton Monthly magazine. It's on the back page 10 years or so now.
cool.
But so I write kind of, you know, I feel like I'm kind of writerly in my approach to music, too. And I think, you know, I know what my limitations are. Guitar is probably my limitation. You know, like I can write better than I can play, probably.
Well, that's great.
You sounded good from here.
Yeah, you're really smooth with the chord changes and what have you. My gosh. I mean,
you guys were talking about, like, you guys obviously do cover type things.
Sure.
Yeah. But your acoustics, are some of that original? Your acoustic show?
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet. We do just all cover stuff.
Okay. Yeah. But what's the difference when it comes to performing phenomenal music and trying to write your own music to sound cool? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you kind of walk without a safety net, aren't you, when you're doing that?
Yeah.
Always, yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, for a solo acoustic guy, you probably start at almost 100% covers.
Okay.
You know, you're going to cut, like, especially if you're, like, not someone who's known at all, you're going to play almost all covers.
Okay.
Sneak in a couple songs.
Okay.
Maybe don't even mention it because people are going to go get a cigarette. You know, and then.
That's they all say code word. Let's play stuff from our new album. Yeah. Code word for let's go get a beer.
Exactly.
Let's go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And what I've always thought that you kind of need a few, you need a few like true believers, like people who are like fans of yours, who will share all your stuff and listen to all your stuff and like, and actually care about it kind of beyond.
But you have to know, as an artist, musician, those were all originals too at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to believe that.
Yeah, I do believe that. And like, I always think about like, and I'm sure you guys think about this too. Like I was, you know, I'm in the room when I'm writing a song. I know exactly like I want to. So when I write, when I play a song that's years old, I can be back in that headspace and it's kind of fun.
Oh yeah.
So like,
I know what you mean.
You know, so like I always think about, you know, and this isn't a knock against cover artists. I'm thinking more that like when, if you take a song like Hurt by Nine Inch Nails and like Johnny Cash's yeah. version, it's a different song as a cover. Not saying it's better or worse, but it's a different song. Johnny Cash wasn't in the room.
I'll throw another one of my all-time favorite songs, Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Oh, sure.
Sure, yep. Unbelievable performance. Yeah.
And so it's all interpretation, I think. You know,
we got a great text I wanted to mention on Facebook. Tyler SJ, one of the area's best singer-songwriters. If you aren't familiar with him and his music, do yourself a favor. Check out his album or any one of his live shows.
Well, that's sweet.
Let's talk about
isn't
that.
Awesome. How do we get your
right?
Music?
Let's talk about it. Yeah, you're talented. I mean, I like this kind
don't
of
be
music.
So surprised, Jim.
I'll follow you now. You're right. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to ask.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So this weekend I'll be at Prime Elites over by Cecil Bonduelle area.
Gillette, kind of, isn't it?
What's that?
Gillette area.
Yeah, Gillette. That's right.
Yep.
And then Sunday I'll be at Hop Yard Brewing. Or Hop Yard Ale House on Northland and Appleton, kind of during the Packer game. Next Thursday is a good one. My friend Kurt Gunn. Have you guys ever talked to Kurt Gunn, by the way?
We haven't had him in.
No, I know who he is.
Yeah, Kurt is, I believe he's Tony Canadeo's grandson.
Okay.
Or great-grandson, something like that. Right. And true. So, I mean, you like, and the nice thing about musicians in Appleton is we all know football, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's putting out a double album or two separate albums actually on Thursday and doing a double release show that I'm playing, kind of opening with a couple other guys.
Wow, cool.
But he should play over at Burkle's One Block Over because that's Canadeo Drive. We need the street address, Grandpa.
He's incredible. There's a lot of great music in
this has really opened our eyes when you guys come in. And I just find it, literally, I get goosebumps a lot of times being this close to you guys, watching you guys perform and watching that kind of talent, and especially with some of the guys, like the bluegrass guys, mm-hmm. How hard they work finger-wise.
Nick Honoring.
That's
incredible. Yeah.
Isn't that something to watch those?
Yeah. And the musician, the contact that they have, reading each other.
Yes.
You know?
It's a fun thing, and that's part of the fun of being in a band, honestly, versus... Yeah.
Jim always has to ask a musician one question.
Yeah.
How much did you make? No, what did I ask them?
Who inspired them? Who's the person?
I want to know who inspired. Because I think sometimes you were very fortunate. You grew up in a very musical family. And was that your inspiration? But some people, it's their band teacher. It's somebody met down the block, an uncle.
Yeah. I mean, I think, so my family is extremely musical. I think there's a friend of mine from North Dakota. His name is Ben Suki, who's like, it's really cool when you see someone who you know personally and then you see them doing incredible things with a guitar that you're like, hey, my guitar is nicer than that guitar. Why is he able to do that? And I think one of the first things that happens is you write a song and you like it and other people like it. And so that's kind of a big confidence boost.
You bet.
But I think lately, like most of my inspirations are all local. Like I really like I said, Kurt Gunn, Michael Grabner, Brad Bardini, Amelia Ford. Some great musicians.
That's great.
We got about 90 seconds. Can you take us out with something?
Close our week for us.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Mine and the Mayor, Dennis from the Glam Band. Always such a great pleasure having you here.
Thank you, guys.
And Tyler SJ is sending us out. Have a phenomenal weekend, everybody.
Tyler SJ, you got a website or something
we get you?
www.tylersj.com. And then on the socials and streamers is Tyler SJ.
All right.
Tyler SJ.
Awesome.
Wanted the apartment put in her name, an inch away the moment that she signed. Big words so full of small ideas and confidence that wasn't his. Don't worry, babe, we'll put the car in mine. It said before no living thing could keep, like that was something normal people say. The last one there, first to go, and dying fire and dim and glow wouldn't let her words get in the way. She said this getting old is getting old. You said yourself the hands you hold are for security and for show, but not the truth. And hanging on ain't hanging on. If everything we're standing on, the circumstances only known to you. You
Save it all you want is out in California. I think you only want what you can't see. I wish that I could say I'm...
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old and as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.